So this will be the recording for this meeting, and now I'll hopefully share the screen so we can start presenting on this new IMDb pathway for the language and communication studies in for the future. And working title is Multilingual and Multidisciplinary Academic and Working Life Communications and Networks. And Peppi, you want to say a few words why we regard this important?
Thank you. And before I start, I just want to thank you all for being here, because this is something that it's not something that we develop as MOVI, or is it, it's not something that we want to develop within one program only, because there are these many horizontal aspects and issues that we need to address. And this is what we have been doing now. So it's really important to have you here on board and discuss these things, and especially talk about the benefits and the challenges, so that we can find the added value of the development work that we are doing together with you all and your programs. And I'm not going back on a memory lane why we even have these international master's programs, but that question does pop up every now and then. And now we're even talking about international BA programs. And before we get our heads around these things, I don't think we should start developing loads of new things, because we clearly have some issues with our international master's programs. And now with issues, I don't mean that it's to blame something or somebody, or discuss whether Jyväskylä is an attractive city to study in, because those are not what we want to discuss with you today. But the thing is that if you look at any indicators for internationalization, for instance, Jyväskylä University is not amongst the highest ranking universities. And there are so many reasons for that. And again, I don't think we should be so concerned about those figures, but we do have to think about how do we make these programs to be some sort of an integral part of what we do. And like looking at the numbers that of applicants, for instance, for this year, we had a huge number of applicants, of which only, well, a huge number still were eligible for our programs. But then after that, the numbers start diminishing. And then the ministry is pressing us to do that. 75% of all these people that we have in our programs should be employed in Finland, and so on and so forth. But I'd like us to focus on the kind of the pedagogical, societal, ethical aspects of these programs, rather than have a look at what we sell to these students. That's also part of it. But for this discussion today, we're really putting together all the understanding, experience, and know-how from MOVI, because Tuija and Aija and Johanna, for instance, have been very much involved in the new types of new models of integrating languages and content for the academic programs, and bringing that information in and understanding into this idea. Then we have the academic readiness screening development, of which most of these English teachers here have been part of from the very beginning. And then there is the actual teaching that we do in many of these programs. And now, on the basis of that understanding, and the understanding that you brought into our understanding, is the product that is now being discussed with you further. And the idea here is that we need to be more focused on the futures that we are able to offer for our international students. That what are the kinds of futures that are possible? Not everybody even comes to these programs with the idea of staying in Finland, for instance. Some of the programs from the very beginning haven't even been geared for that purpose, and so on and so forth. And that's why it's really important that all these programs do this development work together, so that we are not doing these siloed programs and developments, but we think of the certain horizontal aspects that we want to develop as the University of Jyväskylä and its programs, and that we need to be concerned about the language skills. We do have enough research about the reasons for not staying in Finland, and let's not even start talking about our current government, and let's just kind of keep thinking that this is only for a certain time, and our time span is a lot more than just one government's term. So we're talking about things that we do in the long run, and there are these immediate plans that we have in place, and then we have the program lifespan, but also we have a longer term lifespan of this thinking that we want to bring about in each program and together with you. And there are certain elements that we need to bring into these programs that haven't probably been there, or we haven't even talked about them. We keep the language aspect, for instance, quite isolated from the content. We keep the languages isolated from one another, and we don't look at the opportunities for learning languages, but also the academic content in more wider sense in our planning. And one thing that I'm really tired of hearing is that the curricula are full. So that's why we can't include new things into our curricula. The curricula are man-made. So it's the human beings that can change these things. So this is a kind of unfortunate discourse that we have in also in our Finnish medium programs and in our English medium programs, that there's so much of the so-called hardcore content, so we can't do these new things and new approaches. But that's why the MOVI idea and the MOVI approach has been for a long time now, is that languages do not live in isolation. They don't live in isolation from one another, but not from the content. The academic literacy is what we're talking about. We're talking about intercultural understanding. We're talking about academic expertise that includes the idea of multilingual interaction, so on and so forth. Those are not skills that you learn by sitting in a classroom for a certain duration of time. Those are skills that are embedded into the mindset of the program. And that's what this new structure that Fergal and the other MOVI people will be talking about, and what you already have seen because you've been part of this development. But let's not fool ourselves either, thinking that this will solve all our problems. But this is a very good start. And I'm very positive about this because all of you are here today. And remember that anything you think about this is worth mentioning and bringing to the discussion, because that helps us develop these things. And that let's not be siloed in our own programs, but think about these things that we do together. Because at some point, probably we would need to talk about how our domestic programs will integrate to certain parts of these programs, and so on and so forth. So we need those kind of things that align our thinking into between programs, between disciplines, and so on and so forth. So this is one step in that direction. And we're hoping that the Talent Boost activities that are also being carried out widely at our university would help us create these opportunities for working life, societal cooperation, that we don't have to always be the ones providing, but they would be part of this structure that we're building at our university. So the more you talk about your thoughts and wishes and hopes, the more we can work in that direction. If we always say that, no, that's not possible, this is not something we need, that's a kind of a bit of a dead end for development. And we really, really need to do something about our master's programs and our programs in general. So let's use these opportunities for voicing our ideas, but not always adding that but to the idea. Because, I mean, if we leave it at the end of that idea and start thinking that what is possible, prioritizing the wishes that are shared by many of us, and then work towards getting those things accomplished, then we can move on to the other aspects that we all already now may identify, or we identify while we start implementing these ideas. So I just wish you a really productive meeting, and I can't thank you enough for being here today. And I can't thank enough the Movi teachers that are all the time moving away from their comfort zones and trying to think things afresh and rebuild the idea that we have for our programs. And I'm not one of those people that usually just leaves after saying something that's on her or his or anybody's mind, but I really have to go because I've got an overlapping meeting, but I promise that I'll be watching the recording that's made from this meeting. But thank you very much. And then it's Friday today, so enjoy the idea of also having a few days off after this meeting. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Peppi, for these inspiring words. And like in Peppi's words, we're working to work together with you to develop these things into a brighter, new, better future. I mean, on the slide, it said it has a few points that also Peppi mentioned why there is a need for a new structure, why it comes from the student's perspective, it comes from the societal perspective, it comes from the enterprise's perspectives, and everybody is involved in this one. So we feel that everybody benefits from this new structure. But talking about the structure, Fergal, you want to take the lead and start presenting the structure in a more detailed matter?
If you want to change the next slide there. So what you have in front of you now is pretty much what we're proposing for this new system. I think if you'd indulge me for a second, maybe I should give some context of what's currently done in case somebody is here or watching this recording that doesn't actually know what kind of courses are offered currently. But if we're talking about the international master's degree programs and what Movi is offering currently, and I'm specifically talking about like compulsory studies at the moment, usually between the different programs, different programs require a different amount of credits, and but if I'm generalizing, most students without a Finnish speaking background take 5 credits of Finnish as a second language courses. And then, again, I'm generalizing horribly here, but most programs do an either a 4 credit or a 5 credit integrated research communication English course, which in theory is integrated usually with the thesis seminar or something that runs in the second year of studies. Again, I am generalizing and hesitating here because there are a lot of exceptions to what I'm saying. And actually, one thing to note at this point is a lot of the different programs have different requirements for their students. And that's something we would have kind of factored into our planning here, too. So to talk about what we're actually proposing in itself, rather than having one kind of course with a large amount of credits, what we're trying to move towards is a more kind of flexible modular system. And I will explain the reasoning for why we're deciding to go this way in a minute. But so a modular system where students would have more choice in what they study and when they study those skills as well. And we're also proposing that these studies would be interdisciplinary rather than field specific. And again, I will explain our reasoning for that in a minute or two. The idea would be that students who need to learn Finnish as a second language would still take those courses as they did previously, but we would also want to integrate Finnish as a second language or other language studies, depending on whether it's a Finnish student or a non-Finnish speaking student, into some of the kind of English modules also. This would be very much in line with what Movi is doing regarding like compulsory courses at bachelor level. And we feel like, you know, if we're saying that those are important skills for our domestic bachelor level students, we should be offering these kinds of skills to our international students as well. Like they shouldn't be getting any less of what we can offer than the domestic students just by dint of being in a international master's degree program. So we're proposing that students would select from these modules, depending how many credits they're required to take, modules that suit their needs. And one of the reasons we're doing this is we've observed that, say, for example, I can only speak from the experience of an English teacher, but often if I'm teaching the integrated research communication, it's very much focused on thesis writing in English and communicating about your thesis. And what can happen is that we know that we're getting students with very diverse educational backgrounds and very diverse needs. And that's something that's increasing even for domestic students, never mind the international master's degree students. So it can happen that I will step into a class and a student in front of me will be expected to write their master's thesis within the next 6 to 12 months. And I feel like they're not ready for that yet. So we're trying to hedge our bets a little bit here and provide maybe a more introductory scientific writing module that would be recommended to be taken in the first year rather than the second year, when it's kind of not too late, but later than it should be, to get a little bit of early intervention for cases like that. I'll go through each of these kind of modules in a little bit more detail in a minute, but these are the kind of, this is the pathway as it is. A few other things that to keep in mind maybe is that we have been discussing that there may potentially, if we see gaps in what we're offering in these major modules, that we would introduce some supplementary modules as well. For example, one of the things we were talking about was a supplementary e-module in, say, citation and referencing, so that if somebody has real problems with that, that they can focus on that and take that as an elective as well. So we'll try and build a support structure to run alongside this too. All of the modules we've been thinking of basically link back to what Pepe has kind of described to you. Like we're trying to address some of those, say, like, I don't know if issues is the right word, it's probably not, but we're trying to address some of those points. And on the other side of things, we feel like a system like this will work much better for us resource-wise too. It can be the case that for some programs, we get like 8 students for a class, and for other programs, we get 30. And balancing our resources as teachers, it can be quite difficult to run what's supposed to be in theory the same course for 2 group sizes that are that different. So with this system, there would be many of these modules running at the same time. So the idea would be that students can just sign up for these when they need them, pretty much. And if I'm leaving anything out, my colleagues can feel free to chip in at any point as well. But maybe we could have a look at these modules in more detail, and we will get take questions on that from you afterwards as well. So the first module that we've looked at is this introductory scientific writing module. What we also tried to do with this was to make a pathway for students who might be more like, say if a student is studying more in the natural sciences and they want to really focus on their writing for the 2 years, that student will be able to do that. But if a student comes who's pretty confident with their writing skills already, considering what they've studied previously before coming to UVascular, that they can focus on other skills like project work, like transferring skills from academia to professional life. But this introductory scientific writing module, what we'd like to focus on within it would be looking at conventions and things like that, like scientific writing conventions, the more entry level scientific writing components. We'd put a heavy emphasis on structuring, for example, both on the kind of macro level of structuring entire texts and the micro level of structuring sentences, paragraphs, things like that. And these are skills that we're finding students really need, and maybe we don't have enough time to cover in the current system as it is, or maybe it's too late. So this is very much like, again, an attempt at kind of early intervention to smooth the students' path and help them out a little bit more. Yes, and like I said, we would recommend to students that they would take this in the first year of their studies so that it can help them when they're writing in your courses also. We feel like that's something we should be helping students out with. And it seems a shame that if our studies all come in the second year, just when they're writing their thesis, that, you know, we could have helped them out a lot more, a lot earlier than that. So I feel like this course is probably fairly straightforward. So maybe we will move on to the next one. And this is something that's, again, like, none of this is particularly new in a way. The contents of this is things that we talk about, maybe to a greater or lesser extent, depending on the current course or depending on the current teacher. But there are elements of all of these proposed modules in the current system as it is. This is just a more developed version. So this multilingual project module would focus on kind of project management skills, which we think, again, is very important for people throughout their studies. So we would recommend that this, again, would be taken in the first year of their studies if the student chooses to do so. In this course, we would be integrated with Finnish as a second language, or if there are students who already speak Finnish as their mother tongue, they would use their other languages that we know that they have. These students have a very diverse kind of repertoire of languages, and what we're trying to do is to get them to actually use that to their advantage throughout their studies. What else? So this would give them the opportunity to work in multilingual teams, which is something that we do quite extensively at bachelor level, but we now want to bring this to the master level and specifically to the international master's degree programs as well. I think this is a very natural place for this type of, this kind of mode of study to be done, because again, we know that these people speak a multitude of languages and have very diverse backgrounds, and that's kind of an advantage for this type of work. So what students would be learning here would be problem-solving skills, negotiating with each other as regards kind of language, like all very kind of important problems to solve and skills to learn for working in these kinds of group work tasks that they'll do throughout their studies and in their future employment as well. And that's something we're keeping in mind too, with related to what Beppe was talking about earlier on. So one thing I'm not sure if I mentioned this already, but I should reinforce for this module in particular, is that we do want these to be interdisciplinary. That's another aspect to this too. It's something that students need to be acclimatized to. It's something that employers are asking for, is more interdisciplinary skills. And on top of that, our ambition in the kind of medium to long term is that we don't want the international students to be kind of like separated out from our domestic students anymore. And we would want the domestic programs to also come on board to these modules at master's level at some point in the future too. So to have that mixture of the kind of international programs and the domestic students as well. And I'll talk more about that maybe in a few minutes. Yeah, and like I said, we are looking to try and get the students to use their full language repertoires. This is something, if you've heard of the UVK systems at bachelor level, those are the compulsory studies that students do at bachelor level, domestic students do at bachelor level these days. And very much a lot of the skills that we cover there, we would like to develop further at master's level and with these students. We could move on to the next module, maybe. So the next one is transferring skills from academia to working life. We would recommend this for the second year of student studies. The main ideas behind this were very much came out of the talent boost planning, actually. And what we want students to be able to do is to be able to look back on the skills that they're learning in your courses and actually be able to articulate them when they go into working life. So to be able, you know, one of the kind of, I think when people graduate, they focus on all the experience that they don't have, right? And then one of the major advantages that they do have upon graduation is that they're freshly trained. So it's really, really important for them to be able to state clearly what it is they have actually learned in their studies upon graduation and to communicate that very clearly. And that's kind of what we're driving at with this. Further to that, we also know that, like I said, employers are looking for more interdisciplinary skills. What they're saying is they want graduates to be more adaptable as possible. And students being aware of, say, their kind of generic skills or soft skills is really important for that, because if they can understand how their skills work within their field in the bigger picture, they will be kind of better placed to adapt to unfamiliar situations. Other things that we'd be looking at in this would be that we're trying to encourage students to, like, basically my feeling on it is that often students talk about professional life and academic life as two completely separate entities. Like, once you graduate, you have the paper, you move on with your life to a more like practical world of, you know, of work. And we know that that's not the case. So what we want to encourage students through this module also is to continue to use those good research practices in their fields once they graduate. And but also to be able to communicate that in an accessible way, because depending on the area that they go into, they may be the only expert in their field in the entire company. So they need to be able to explain that to people who maybe have not studied what they've studied and things like that. So that's the main thrust of this module. And this is probably quite new compared to what we have done previously. And maybe we could move on to the last module there. So the final module, again, recommended for second year. What we would do with this is we'd recommend that students would take this while they are writing their master's thesis. And we'd very simply be trying to support the writing of the master's thesis. What we're hoping with this compared to the old system is that because we have the other modules and because the students have a choice, we can really focus in on actual thesis writing, and us English teachers can be less pragmatic if we notice that okay, does this student have the skills really to write their master's thesis in English right now? We can point them towards one of the other modules to take first, and then to come to this module afterwards. So in theory, students should be very ready for this by the time they actually come to it in this new system. So we're supporting thesis writing. Kind of other things that would be important within this module would be being also able to communicate, to discuss the research in a kind of clear and concise way. Again, if we're thinking about these being interdisciplinary studies, that will be very important. Keeping in mind that it's interdisciplinary, we would also make a part of this course about kind of, I've written here, empowering students to be familiar with the conventions of their field specifically. And what I mean by that is, I think, or at least what I'm thinking for this, would be a part of the course will be explaining and discussing the differences in conventions with different students from different fields. And in that way, like, they will have to know and familiarize themselves with the conventions of their own field before they can explain it to another person clearly. So just because this is interdisciplinary does not mean that we're like ignoring the differences between the different fields too. And another huge part of this would be reflecting on their own writing and their peers' writing and giving, receiving feedback. Particularly receiving feedback is something I think we would like to heavily emphasize, because that's something we notice in these courses can be a challenge for the students as well. So again, I feel like this is a little bit more straightforward. It sounds very similar to what we were doing previously, but with the current structure, it should be much more focused and it should suit the students' needs a lot more, hopefully. Then we could move on to the next slide. I wanted to say kind of just a reminder of a few things to do with the just the bigger picture of what we're addressing here is that we know that our students have these diverse educational backgrounds, and that brings with it certain challenges that we really need to address. And we feel like a more flexible system like this kind of modular system is kind of required to address some of those issues. At least to my mind, as a former international student in this university, often international students can be somewhat segregated from the rest of the studying population of the university. And a big goal for the Talent Boost project would be to break down those barriers and have the students working alongside one another and cooperating with each other on a weekly basis, because the people who are studying here are the employers of the future. And if they don't build up trust and cooperation here, you know, where will they do it? Where will they get that experience to a certain extent? And that's something we can really help promote, I think, you know, building that cooperation, that trust. Maybe more domestic students seeing the value of, say, students from a non-Finnish background, and like seeing that the diversity is a real asset for them in an employment setting. So that would be a big kind of goal for this too. And yeah, like I think the social aspect also of meeting and studying alongside people in the domestic study programs would also be very valuable to students as well. Yep, we could move on to the next part there. So we tried to sum up some of the benefits that we see, and I would stress some of the benefits that we see with this kind of a system. So we're really trying to focus in on the students' needs. This is something we felt like we would have need to have done for a long time, and now is a very good opportunity to do it. So using those diverse skills and backgrounds to the students' advantage, better catering for their needs, increasing flexibility, hopefully that the studies are more timely than they currently are. And then if we're running courses multiple times a year, that, you know, at least for, there's always going to be a handful of students who leave all their studies to the last minute, that we can cater for those kinds of cases too. Instead of them needing to do 10 credits of Mavi studies and they have a month until their visa expires or something like that. And then also to increase these multidisciplinary skills, these multilingual skills, to better reflect the kind of needs of modern day working life and better reflect also the skills that we're teaching our domestic students. Again, I feel like there's no reason why our international students should not get the same quality of education that our domestic students are getting. I think there's also a room for flexibility when we're cooperating about this for programs to, you know, pick or choose what they think is more important for their students. You know, from these options, and to discuss with us what they feel like might be missing, or what they feel could be added on as well. And that's something we're very open to discuss and hear. So I think we'll move on to the next part. And that would be questions and comments. So I'll go back to you in the studio, Yohani.
Sorry. What?
It's your turn, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was our invitation for you guys. Like Fergal was saying, we want to do it together with you guys. So questions and comments from the programs of what we presented so far. Like any comments that you might have. And now, of course, if somebody can, because I'm sharing, I can't see any raised hands or anything. So if somebody can take the floor and take the chair from there.
I think the idea behind this is really, really good. And the starting point of introducing to scientific communication is, yeah, a great one. And I really like the idea of having this translation of things learned in the program into real life settings. While we have in our program a like professional development module in which some of those things are covered, I think to have a more international perspective on it would be beneficial for our students.
Thank you. Pekka, you wanted to say a few words.
Also from our part, physics kind of ideas and the skills that are being discussed align quite well with kind of the rest of our curriculum that we have been planning also at the bachelor level. I was wondering, at the previous stages, all these courses or modules, as you call them, were two credits. So now it's three, which makes it somehow we need to do some discussion because of this. So what's the kind of basis for the different number of credits?
I can say that at least these are very much in the draft stage of things. You know, there's nothing fully decided as regards how many credits these courses would be. Obviously, we would need to talk to you folks first anyways about that. Part of having some three credit course options is that, very simply, mathematically right now, 5 credits is required for English for some of these programs, whereas others are 4. So if we have 2 for each, obviously, like, it doesn't add up to 5. So that was part of the logic behind it. But again, that's something that I think we can discuss with you folks.
Thank you. Salla.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of good things, and I think things that align with our goals and what our students really need. When talking about the working life skills, I don't think we have emphasized those enough. And the idea that students would stay in Finland after graduating, so it's important to emphasize those skills needed for that. Some practical things I was wondering about, that if students get to choose freely, or is there a possibility to set some course as a compulsory in the program, and also wondering about, for example, the first academic writing course, that some students may think that they don't need it, but actually they would very much need it. So kind of what kind of guidance is available? How do programs need to guide students in this aspect, that which courses to take and what kind of discussion is needed there? And then talking about the thesis writing, then thinking about the different academic conventions, that making sure that students do get enough information and support writing the thesis in their own field. So I think that is important to consider. Then another practical thing about the timetable, because now it seems that these courses go on several times a year, and students can pick their own courses. So already thinking about the face of our educational coordinator when creating the timetable, that will there be a specific time slots, for example, that do some of these courses run simultaneously at the same time by different teachers, so that we could consider the timing of these courses in our timetable, because always creating the timetable is a very demanding job already as it is at the moment. So just as a practical thing, that to be able to make sure that students are really able to take these courses in that stage where they would need them.
I can probably answer a few of these, but again, other colleagues, please jump in when you feel like it. As regards to like picking the modules, I think we are open to programs setting compulsory ones, definitely.
Yeah.
That's definitely something we are open to and can discuss with individual programs. Then when it comes to students maybe not knowing whether they need these courses or not, I think that's a really excellent point, because that often would be my experience. Maybe they don't quite know what the standard is or what the level is even, and it might be quite different to their previous university studies. So one thing that comes to mind for that is the programs that are involved in the ACRES screening. Like that is one of the advantages of that screening process, is that we can advise those students, okay, you're entering into this program, but maybe you should take this one specifically, because you might need help with those needs. That's one thing that comes to mind. I don't know if you, Johanny, can.
Yeah, I mean, with ACRES, with the programs who are participating in ACRES, we get this information when they're part of the screening, so we can actually tell them already beforehand, before they start their studies, or recommend that, you know, at the start of your studies, you could take this one. But perhaps with students who are not coming, here's the benefit of the modular system once again. So with the students who, let's say, after a few months, after a few weeks, they notice like, oh, I'm struggling, or the teachers notice that the student is struggling, when the courses are organized, you know, not on a fixed term, but there could be several courses or several executions, several toteutus of this course running. So then it's not, you know, we can already catch at that phase, like, hey, how about you take this introduction to scientific writing already now, when it is on offer on several times, so we can actually nip the issue in the beginning, and students don't need to wait, like Fergal was saying, don't need to wait until the end of the second year with this old integrated research communication and then realize and find out. But we can address this issue when we see it and we have a recommendation or a solution for it already on offer. So that's a good for guiding the students on which to take.
And then on top of that, I think like, you know, to a certain extent, it's really nice to sit in like a room, or even if it's a virtual room, with you folks, because we don't get that opportunity very often. So I could say also, as from the point of view of an English teacher, like I would love when students come into the programs first to come in and meet them and give them that advice, like, because we English teachers benefit from that in the long run, you know, when the students come in and they're not suited to the course you're teaching, it's obviously a lot more difficult. So that could be a part of the orientation process.
Yeah, I think that would be very good in the orientation program, then, to get information for the students, like from your side.
Yeah. I also think it's a good question about the timetabling. What we would hope to do is, for one thing, that when this becomes a reality and all the programs are on board, that we would run enough of these that there should be an opening for students. There should be enough of them running that students should be able to find one that suits their timetable. I think we could also sit down with education coordinators from each of the faculties and try and find prime slots for that kind of those kinds of studies as well. And I, that is complicated, but it's something that we have done at the bachelor level for every single program, and it was a long 8-year process, nearly 10-year process. But, you know, at some point you just have to go and sit down and have those conversations, I think.
It's something that we do with the My Finnish, with the Finnish as a second language. Mm-hmm. The S2 Finnish teachers can comply. Like, we have agreed with the master programs on the first semester that there should be certain time slots for the My Finnish program, for the My Finnish courses. So this is happening with My Finnish on the autumn semester. So it could be a possibility to do this as well for the second year, like figure these certain time slots that could be, you know, designated to these courses, for the thesis writing courses exactly. And then regarding, unless Fergal or anybody else has to comment, the academic conventions, so that would be a joint effort, like Fergal was saying, between the programs and us as well. So that then when the students would be entering the thesis writing course, they would have been familiarized with the academic conventions through the material and through the writing that happens already at the program courses. And then having a better, deeper understanding of that through the courses that they do through the master program. So then our teachers can kind of like support and reinforce that knowledge, right?
Yes, exactly. At that stage, the students should sort of bring their own experience on the academic conventions and then implement it there. And then, like you said, Juhani, we will give guidance and support in that, because obviously we are never experts in obviously your field and the conventions of that. So that way also we do what we do best. Yes, Heikki.
Thank you. Few comments. I like the interdisciplinary idea, because when thinking about the foreign students that we have in the brief program, for example, on this year we had 14 people coming here, and 3 of them are international, so coming from outside from Finland. So combining our Finnish students with the foreigners from other programs is very welcome, at least in my view. But then the question that I have in mind is that do we have a hybrid mode also available for these courses? Because a lot of BIF students are already working at the moment, and we are even struggling now to get them to the lectures. So are you able to offer some kind of hybrid teaching for these courses, or are they only in-class courses? Thank you.
I can take this, and Fergal and others can chime in. But obviously, that's also something that we could discuss with you, with the program. So you would definitely benefit from jumping aboard at this early age, or at this early time, so that we can take all these aspects into consideration. But yeah, we do understand that is the sort of situation nowadays, that people are expecting hybrid teaching or just like online teaching. However, obviously, we know that students most benefit from in-class teaching and pedagogy. But yeah, yet again, we can at this point design these together with you guys.
Yeah, just mentioning that, just that, so that we will keep that in mind when we are planning these things. But thank you.
Yeah, it's great for us to have that information as well, because obviously, you know, we're not aware so much of how many of the master's level students are in your programs or working full-time jobs at the same time and things like that. So any of that kind of information would be very invaluable for everybody here to pass on to us at some point or other.
Sorry, yeah, if I can, I think the idea in one of the discussions was that it, especially kind of like the multilingual project work, it would be project work within a project team, and then of course supervision and guidance provided by our teachers. But that could be something where the project team could, you know, could decide on the ways that they meet and how they want to meet. So you know, real life, working life incidences, having hybrid meetings with colleagues around the world from different locations could work there. But like Fergal and Hannah said, of course, we'll take this into consideration, then how this can, is this possible to implement in the other courses as well, and how we could do it. Any other comments or questions for us? Yeah, Becca, go right ahead.
Yeah, this is maybe this was mentioned, maybe I was sleeping, but regarding the thesis writing module, has there been plans to somehow engage or involve the thesis instructor to have him or her at the same page regarding the writing process and everything?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's kind of a complex situation currently, because like currently those integrated research communication courses that are 4 or 5 credits, in theory they're supposed to do that, and I can only talk to my and my colleagues' experiences. It really depends who we've been working with, of how close that cooperation has been. What can happen sometimes is, you know, say the thesis writing seminars that the students are doing, the instructors of those change annually. And then the kind of, how could we say, the preferences or styles of those instructors can change annually. And I think what's happened gradually over the 10 years I've worked here is that they've drifted apart a little bit. I think what we might need to do is, I'm talking about us Movi people in our planning, is to sit down with you folks and talk about like what is our preference for skills, styles of writing, all that sort of like approach, and gather up that knowledge. And I think I'll go back to one thing I said earlier about making students adaptable to situations. It is a fact of studying that if you go from one lecturer to another, they demand different things, and students need to be able to adapt to both. And that's probably, if we're doing these in an interdisciplinary way, something we'll have to emphasize quite heavily, like give them the skills so that they can get that information from their teachers in their thesis writing seminars and adjust to that as well. If that makes sense. It's Friday. It sounds like word salad in my own ears.
Anything else? Because as you're saying, why we're talking to you guys and want to get your input is because there are these issues that we, or these important concerns that it's good to talk about together, and how we can find the solution. And like Hannah said, like when you jump aboard at this early stage, then you have the power and the possibility and the best opportunities to help us to develop these together with you guys. So we can answer, tick all the important boxes for Movi and important boxes for the degree programs, and then benefit the students by providing this very well ticked module.
What kind of timetable have you planned for this? When would you start implementing these courses?
Well, yeah, our original idea is and was and still is that, you know, when the new ops starts, that we should have some programs piloting with us already. So starting next autumn, we would have the freshmen starting next autumn would hopefully start with this new structure. So this would be included in the new ops and in the new degree structures in the new upcoming ops. So that's our wish and hope, because doing this change when the ops season changes, it's beneficial. Of course, we can do it in the middle of the ops season as well, but it's easier to do it at the beginning when the new ops season starts. So that's our hope. But Margaret, you had a question or a comment?
Yeah. I think I really like this idea, the draft, and especially the flexibility of it. I think that this will, like many have mentioned already, I think that it kind of also will work nicely with our program. I still have a question though regarding other courses that are, for example, now offered only in Finnish. Have you been thinking of making it possible for international students to participate in other things? So I'm actually referring to something that has happened now several times in our program, that students come to me and say that tell me that you know, I really struggle with public speech anxiety. And we do actually do this, like we have a lot of presentations, not only about the thesis, we have like a pitch talk about the thesis or poster presentations about the thesis, but also in courses we do a lot of, you know, they include a lot of presentations also where we expect the students to design an approachable PowerPoint present or any kind of presentation, not only PowerPoint, but whatever sort of, you know, fits them best. But so international students approach me and say that, you know, I would really like to practice this and I would like to get better. Or I noticed that while I had this presentation that you know, it didn't go so well, but how can I get better? And at first, like the first time this happened, I said that, yeah, but Mobius is offering something. And then I realized that, oh, but it's in Finnish. So we searched like crazy, and maybe we didn't search right, but we didn't find anything that would have been sort of directed at students who don't speak Finnish so well yet. So my question indeed relates to that how much will there be available in training, for example, just, you know, simply communication skills, of course, also academic communication, but, you know, like these kind of things that might be even also linked maybe to working life. I mean, you will have to present in working life as well. So what we did actually is that we designed, we just designed something for our students ourselves. We have the background in communication, so we did this without giving any credits, just, you know, to help them. But of course, it would be really nice if we could, you know, just rely on Movi and say that, you know, there's like these courses or there's like a selection of courses that you can take, to practice these things. Sorry, very long turn.
Tuija, does your comment relate to what was said or asked?
Because I think I have an answer for that.
Yes, thank you. I think that was a very important thing that you brought up. And if we think about, for example, this project management course, there are exactly those kind of skills that will be practiced there as a part of the project and the communication. So it's not only written at all.
Yeah, I could also add to that actually up until this year, I had been kind of like, I don't know, like how you'd say, but coordinating the English team itself. And there has been a lot of work done in the last year for the new ops to actually address exactly what you're talking about. Because there was a little bit of a gap there in our support courses for people with non-Finnish speaking backgrounds. So hopefully in the new ops, there should be something. Maybe Ola has something to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know whether this is anything you wanted, but we have this kind of the first speech communications course called Puheviestinnän perusteet for the candidates' students. And we are planning to have one toteutus in English for the next academic year, at least. Well, maybe that's some sort of solution for this, what Margaret is talking about.
Uh, I could also just quickly add before I give the floor to Pekka that also Tuija mentioned that the project management module would also sort of help with these types of skills. And also I do believe that the transferring skills from academia to working life is also very hands-on in that and really focusing on how to communicate, you know, in different forms, especially orally, how to articulate and verbalize your own skills and so forth. So that would yet again enhance those skills. But then maybe Pekka.
Connected to the previous note on timetable, maybe it was Johannes mentioned. Did I hear wrong or understand something wrong if you said that there is a pilot next fall? Whereas if we put this into ops, we will certainly need these courses next fall starting. So does it mean that we just need to be part of the pilot? Or,
Yeah. Hopefully somebody from you would be willing to pilot with us. I mean, have a few programs who have interest, who have said that they'd be interested in piloting. So those would be hopefully our pilot. I was seeing into the future and saying that we will have a pilot and we will have some. So we hope to have piloting programs with us who will run this starting from autumn 2024 onwards. And then, of course, other programs can jump in later if they want to. But, you know, being with us from the beginning, from the start is always, always beneficial. Yeah, Margi.
Directly related to that, I would like to ask what that would mean in practice, because now we are obviously developing our curricula. Does it mean that we would have to, like piloting, does it mean that you would still sort of offer the courses that you did earlier, or would... And this would sort of run on the side, or like how would, sorry, I'm now a bit confused, but would that mean that that we would have to sort of take this into consideration already now in our new curriculum? So we would already put there that, you know, these other things. But so piloting then in the end would mean that it would be like a 3-year, 4-year project. How long does this, the curriculum...
Yeah.
How long is it valid? Three years.
It's for four years. Well, your piloting means that you would start doing this with us. And we don't see this as a project, we see this as the future. So the ones who have started earlier, they would still, because of the transition rules, they would still be doing the integrated X009 integrated research communications. Mm-hmm. But the freshmen starting with the new ops. With the new ops as of 2024, they would be jumping onto this track, and this would be kind of like the only track offered to them. Of course, we can then have discussions. That's another discussion that we need to talk about. If there's some, you know, interconnection between these two courses, but hopefully the ones who will start piloting with us would start running this as the only way for them to do the language and communication studies as of autumn 2024.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No.
Throwing just another question right after that one. What about the Finnish courses? Because you said that two of those courses are sort of tightly linked also with Finnish as a second language. So would that sort of replace the Finnish courses? No. Okay.
No, the Finnish courses would be kind of like on the top hand module. They were these modules, and the Finnish courses would be running as you know, as the 5 ECTS Finnish courses as they are kind of like running from now. But there would be more integration with the Finnish courses, mm-hmm. or with the Finnish skills they have acquired or are acquiring during those Finnish courses. And for the Finnish students, we would like them to have, you know, of 5 ECTS of other language and communication courses, other languages or communication courses, so they could bring that expertise into these new modular courses that have been represented.
Mm-hmm.
So the Finnish courses would still be the requirement of 5 ECTS.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Thanks. Anything else? I'm looking at our time. We have 15 minutes to go. So any other questions? And of course, you can always contact us later on when you think about these things. But these are really important questions for the people watching the recording as well. But if not, this kind of like links to what Margareta was saying. So we hope that the programs would now decide whether they want to pilot during the next academic years, starting in 2024 for the next OPS, so that we can build this into the degree structure of that degree program, and so that we can still have time to plan it. How to, with these questions that you had in mind, so plan these details about this. So we would like ask the programs to decide whether they want to pilot during the next academic years, starting autumn 2024, and inform us by the end of October at the latest, or hopefully as soon as possible, because, you know, time and resource, those are not the luxuries that we're used to having. And this is also so we can start planning, and also that you can approve this new model into the degree structure in SISU and into your OPS, so that it will be there as a structure. We can still talk and decide on the individual contents and individual executions, but for the SISU degree structure, we would need to, you know, have these assigned. So that's for the programs now, for you guys to decide if you want to jump on board and provide this new experience for our students and new possibilities. And then, of course, we'd like to get student feedback as well. That's something important. We want to engage students as well. So the idea is that after meeting with the programs, then we would organize a workshop for students. So some students who we can identify, but also if you programs have some kind of like program representatives, student representatives in your program, we would like to invite them as well to join us. So we get the program, so we get the student feedback as well. And then if you want to jump on board with us and start figuring this out, then you kind of like would need to decide on somebody who would become the program representative of your program. I see there are some questions in the chat. Yeah, Margaret. I will update this into Moniviestin. So after this recording will go to Moniviestin, and I'll share the link with you guys, and I'll probably share the link at the IMDb admission channel as well. So that's a larger audience. So that's where we'll store these. But these would be kind of like the next tasks for your programs to decide for real if you want to pilot with us, start running this, and pilot means really start running this from the next autumn. Inform us as soon as possible, and then providing us with the contact name of the program representative so we can start meeting to discuss these individual details. And then also if you have a student representative in your program, also to give us that name so we can gather this workshop for students and get their feedback as well, because that's important for us as well, not just the program views, but also the student ideas. And you can contact me, and I'll gather this information from you guys and start then contacting you and providing us a team base and everything, so we can start working on this together. But at this point, any movie comments from my colleagues, anything?
Maybe just encourage people to join the pilot, because I think you'll have most influence on what the final product looks like if you get on board early, and we can cooperate a lot more intensively with you in that kind of process.
That was kind of like my last slide. But at this point, anybody, any questions, any comments, anything that comes to your mind? I mean, we have this fairly figured out. I mean, it's not as such as we're inventing something completely new. It's a new way that we're figuring this out. Like some of these courses have already been piloted within the JYU Integra program, with the music bilingual program, the transferring skills from academia into working life. and then the thesis writing modules. So it's kind of like a new way of wrapping up the old material and tweaking it with the support from you guys, and in a way that will cater to the concerns and issues that Beppi and Fergal have presented for you guys. But if not any comments, then, you know, we had till 2 o'clock, but if we can finish 10 minutes earlier, I don't think anybody objects to that. So on my behalf, thank you for joining us, and please be in touch with us if you're willing to pilot, or if you need more information, if you have any more questions on this. So we'll take it from there, and we really hope to hear from you, so you'll join us in this development work. I'll stop the recording.